Hello and welcome back, folks, on this new episode, new series, new birth, whatever you call it. It's new, it's brand new. It's the news by Entrepreneurs Talk Africa, news about entrepreneurship in Africa, about programs, funding, buzz topics, anything that relates to entrepreneurship, technology and not technology. Well, everything that happens on the tech scene, on the entrepreneur scene, on the African continent and abroad, when it comes to some form of interest with entrepreneurs and for entrepreneurs in Africa. So we're going to start. So it's the first episode of this brand new series so that you will have every month from now. Yes, from the three of us, Gerald, Jason, and I. So we're going to cover three main themes, I would say, a couple of topics on those themes. We'll talk about funding, money, money, money. We'll talk about programs and events. We know that a lot of things are happening across the continent. And so we want you to be on top of what's happening. And then we'll finish by buzz topics, you know, things that makes the buzz across the world. And so without further ado, we're going to start with funding. So funding, I'll be your host for the funding theme. And so I'm Mark. So I'm co-host with Jason and Gerald of this new episode, and we're talking about funding. So Jason, any news on the funding side on this beautiful continent?
Hey, Mark. Thanks. Thanks for the intro, and great to be doing this new format of episode. But yeah, as we know, money makes the world go round, and in terms of startups, that's no different. I think we've had a huge slowdown, of course, in this year versus last year in terms of the funding scene in Africa. But that doesn't mean things aren't happening. There's still a lot of funding going around. We see a few key VCs like Launch Africa still putting out a lot of investment into the continent. Y Combinator still contributing highly, as well as some of the other key players. Maybe to highlight one or two, I think recently we got in March, Ramp from South Africa, a deep tech company. They raised $5 million at the seed level with business angels as well as a few VC firms. So congrats to them. It's great to see, you know, companies at seed level getting this amount. And then also we had a few other ones, Launch Africa investing in Mano. So congratulations to the team there. And then another point that kind of gets missed out in the funding topic or the funding conversation is the grants being received. And that links to the programs and events section we'll talk about later and how you guys can get your hands on some of the grants and also applying for the programs across Africa. But we see DEG, which is the government of Germany, the Deutsche Bank, as well as GIZ and the government of Canada, making quite a few investments over the past 2 months. So in March, we saw over six investments from those two organizations, spanning several different countries, focusing on green sectors, as well as, you know, youth and women empowerment. So some really interesting moves on the continent. It's still happening. People are still getting investment, despite some of the rhetoric that we're hearing. So I think it's an exciting time. People are still investing, but as always, it's difficult to find. So we aim to help give you or point you in the right direction for getting some of that funding. What do you think, Mark? Any ones I've missed or any things that you think should be highlighted?
Yeah, no, thanks, Jay. I think it's a quick and good update. I will probably move to Gerald before giving you my insights. So, Gerald, any news on the funding side? I know that you pinpointed a few guys who raised quite a hefty sum of money.
Yeah, some few guys that raised a few bucks. But before going there, I think it's very interesting what you pointed out here, Jason, about the grants and the support that comes from governments and institutions like that. Sometimes we oversee them. So yeah, really cool to point that out. Yeah. And from my side, I would like to pinpoint two or three players that have raised some significant amount of money. First in Nigeria, there's a firm called Kobo 360. They are a Nigerian logistics startup that connects truckers with cargo owners through their digital platform. And recently they raised $30 million in a Series A funding that was led by Goldman Sachs from the United States. So pretty interesting there. they are going to gear this funding towards expanding their services across Africa and invest into their technological infrastructure. And second, very recently, we were talking a lot about Flutterwave, who raised a lot, like I think 100 million or something like that. And there are other players that have also reached the $100 million mark. One of them is MFS Africa, a Pan-African fintech company based in South Africa that operates in the digital payment hub. They connect various money platforms across the continent. They recently secured $100 million in their Series C funding. They're going to gear this funding towards expanding their services across the continent and strengthen their technological infrastructure and trying to deepen their reach into the underserved market across Africa. So that's going to be pretty interesting to see how they expand and how they progress in the field. And lastly, this is my preferred one, and I just discovered it. It's an Egyptian startup called Swivl, and it's written SWVL. Based in Egypt, it's a transportation technology startup. Really, really interesting. I invite you to go check them out. They provide an app-based mass transit solution. They also raised $100 million in their Series D funding. The round was led by global venture capital firm, by Bico Capital and some other investors. And they are looking to expand, to use that money to expand into Africa and also Asian markets. So we're not only making a stride into the African market, but also in Africa, in Asia. So that's pretty cool. And that's it from me.
Cool. Thanks, man. Yeah. So it's interesting to see those big numbers. And I think that, being in the business angel, part of my time being is in business angel world, we're talking in hundreds of thousands and we're not looking into the millions or the hundreds of millions, but it's true that it happens. So on my side, I think to go over those funding topics, I think that what we have seen since the beginning of the year is really a slowdown, as Jason was alluding to. There is a slowdown, that's for sure. But it was really coming from years of growth. Okay. And basically from if we accept 2020 and 2021 somehow, which was COVID years where everything slowed down somehow. But since 2015 to 2022, basically startups received literally billions of dollars. Okay, I think that we hit more than 5 billion last year. And if we look at the trend this year from the last data that I've looked into, from Disrupt Africa, I think that African startups have raised close to $650 million in Q1, which is basically a drop by close to 60%. So that's a lot. That's a lot, but at the same time, it's just still $650 million. So I think that's still interesting numbers. Now what has changed a lot is looking into later stage startups and not really early stage. I think that was interesting as well, Jason, that the fact that you pinpointed a seed funding at $5 million, generally seed funding is much less. So it gives hope that, well, there are still deep pocketed VCs and business angels that want to invest deep. But generally, the big trend is, later stage startup. And the second trend, which we have been seeing since the beginning of the year, and actually it's interesting as well that we're seeing that as well in the incubation business that I'm involved into, which is a definitely growing interest in fintech and agritech. So there is a lot of things going on there. Fintech, of course, quite easy payment systems, payment gateway, remittance, you name it. And agritech, we need to feed the world. And Africa is an untapped market for that. I think that we're feeding the rest of the world, but now we need to feed better Africans for Africans. And so a lot of things happening there with climate change as well, trying to find new ways to grow crops. And if we believe Disrupt Africa as well, fintech and agritech topped 42% of all funding in 2022, and is probably growing, going to grow, the same kind of thing. Last point, and that's probably more, I would say, even more interesting here, is that we are seeing actually homegrown investors coming from the continent. So meaning it's not about the JP Morgan Chase, the big VC from the Valley or from Germany, France, the UK. It's actually guys right from the continent putting their money where the mouth is. And I think that's great. So slow down somehow, but you know, big changes, agritech, fintech, homegrown investors. So lots of things to cover. So, and that was it for the funding part. So I think that I'm moving now to Jason. Jason, talk to us about program and events.
Yeah, definitely. And as mentioned, you know, having access to these opportunities is so important for the growth of startups, especially in such a fragmented ecosystem like Africa. You know, getting the pool together, it really helps. But before moving on, I think, you know, just the 2 points that you raised about the funding homegrown African investors, I think it's becoming more and more percentage of the investment going in Africa, which is great to see. I think ABAN released something, the Africa Business Angel Network, about how much was contributed from African angels, which is amazing to see. So really powerful stuff on the continent. The other aspect mentioning quickly is about the investment appetite and how later stage companies are getting more investment. But we're also seeing in Silicon Valley a dip in terms of investors are using cash flow and profitability as a real screening, which in Africa has been there for quite a while. There was no revenue companies being funded in Africa in that case. So I think that serves us well. So I'm slightly positive about it. I think the slowdown is worse across the world, but it will get not as badly affected in Africa. But yeah, thanks again, Mark. Moving from investments to programs and events.
Before you move to the programs and event, I think there's something also very interesting that I would like to spotlight on. Those investment, those $100 million and etc. that have been raised, and it's interesting to see when you ask those founders, so what are you going to do with the money? And everybody's saying, like a lot of them is saying, like, we're going to invest into our technological platform, which is a radical switch from maybe half a decade ago or a decade ago when we were raising money. The rhetoric was like, we're going to invest in marketing and try to generate more sales and stuff like that. And right now it's radically different. It's like, okay, we're going to invest into our technological platform. And I think this is a very interesting shift, and it makes complete sense in the current landscape that we're living today.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it supports that thinking of backing up your ask with the financials and the IP and the platform and the structure behind it to get these big investors and this big money.
That was my last thing. So,
I think it's I love it, and I think it's a great point to consider, especially if you're looking to put your pitch deck for your ask at the moment. And speaking of which, we highlighted a few investments from some grant-giving organizations, particularly the DEG with their Develop PPP Ventures program. So they are already handing out capital. So they currently are looking for a kind of grant matching model where you have private players with the public and partnering and looking to provide 100,000 euros to sustainable growth investments. So if you're in the target countries, which are Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, and Tanzania, definitely think it's worth applying for. It closes on June 30th, and they are focused on impact sectors. So if you are having a positive impact on the community, the environment, I think it's a great opportunity to apply and see if you are eligible for that match grant funding. And we'll definitely share the links and the information in the show notes for you to follow through. Another one, as we mentioned, with agri becoming such a big focus area for investors, we do see a lot of agripreneurs and a lot of agri competitions on the continent. And these are actually Africa-wide. So a lot of them, even if you are, let's say, in an ecosystem that's not so active, you are still eligible to apply for them. And it's a great way to first get exposure and also get yourself into the stage, but also a lot of them have funding. So I wanted to highlight through this episode, which is the Go Getters Agri Prize for 2023. It's basically focused on agripreneurs at a bit of a later stage, and they provide a $50,000 prize money, as well as putting through the incubation program. So this closes on June 19th and focused across Africa in the agri and agri-tech. Again, we'll give the application page in the show notes so that if this fits the bill and you think you would fit the requirements, follow it and see if you can get your hands on that $50,000. Similarly, Pitch AgriHack running at the same time, again, focused on the agri sector, but a little bit more broader and a little bit earlier stage. They actually have a category for early stage and a category for growth, which then does help with a lot more applicants applying at an earlier stage. So again, this closes July 3rd. So you actually have just over a month. So guys, make sure that you are keeping an eye out for these applications and also following us and seeing the links we share to get access to these opportunities. So that's just like a quick highlight and overview, but wanted to get your guys' opinions on this and maybe sharing any other programs you've had on the continent. Maybe I can jump to you, Mark, first. Any programs to share?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Jason. Well, I think that's one thing, and I have a vested interest actually, which is the Africa Business Heroes. And it's, well, you cannot join the program because it's been really ongoing in the, I would say, it's closed currently, but I am one of the jury actually on the ABH program. And that's a Jack Ma Foundation program. So it's completely funded by Jack Ma. So, you know, the Alibaba guy from China. And it's really focusing on supporting entrepreneurs. So the idea is really, and he pushed, and it's been the 10th edition, or not the 10th edition. They want to do 10 editions. Sorry. I think it's the second edition or third edition. But it's, the idea is really to try to recognize and fund and train and provide support to 100 African entrepreneurs across the continent. So same thing. And I think that, well, as I said, this year edition is, well, it's closed now. We are currently reviewing all the startups. Very interesting because it's coming from all across the continent. And that's really inspiring to see those entrepreneurs, young, old, women, men, coming from really almost every country. Some are very advanced, some are less advanced, some are really early stage. But I think that, and that's the second year actually, I've been a jury on that program. What I really enjoy is the diversity of those ideas and those entrepreneurs. It goes really from the small, I would say, almost mom and pop shop who wants to expand in the heart of Kinshasa, to this fintech with you know, completely crazy entrepreneurs in Lagos. So and that's basically of programs. But that's one of those things that I'm very close to my heart. That really gives me hope, of course, for the continent. But that just drives the passion that I have for this place, which is not like any others. So yeah, that was my point. So Gerald, your go.
Yeah, I would like to talk about those the physical infrastructures that support actually all of this very interesting program that you guys have shared, and something that is happening in the African landscape, which is the expansions of those tech hubs and incubators, and actually moving away from those the traditional one that we know, like South Africa, Mauritius and stuff. And now we're seeing like tech hubs and incubators that are rapidly expanding their footprints in emerging African markets, such as Rwanda, Ethiopia, Senegal. And these are creating opportunities for local entrepreneurs and fostering innovation in those previously underserved regions. Like one example is the Rwandan government itself that is promoting the digital economy and they have created tech hubs like K-Lab and Vestavel Startup House in Kigali. And those are providing the supportive ecosystem for startups to thrive. And then programs like the one that you guys, the ABH and all the program that Jason had mentioned, can like be piggybacking on those infrastructures to really like make a bridge and close the loop, I would say. So yeah, this is what I wanted to share, just to top up on what you guys have shared.
It's an integral part and piece of the puzzle. And I think it also enables us to expand the impact that these programs can have, in the sense that you have these regional tech hubs and infrastructure that support an entrepreneurial ecosystem, but we're also now at the stage where we're connecting different ecosystems through these types of competitions and giving that, you know, equitable opportunity to different countries and different people across the continent. So I think it's a great thing. If you haven't already, check out the programs that we've listed. If you think that you fit the criteria, and always keep a lookout, because you'd be surprised how many programs, events, incubators are out there looking for startups, looking for innovative, disruptive ideas, and willing to take you along that funding journey, which I think is great. Which leads us to the buzz topic. So, Gerald, excited to hear what's buzzing on the continent. You want to take it away?
Well, I would prefer to host it, actually, unless you guys have been living into a cave lately. There have been a lot of things happening into the entrepreneurial world and actually into the world itself. I will start the buzz topic by putting out here a buzzword, which is generative AI, and I will throw that into the garden of Mark. Mark, what can you tell us about that? I know you know a few things about, you know, AI and this stuff.
Yeah, well, that's I think that everybody's talking about ChatGPT, DALL-E, and many other names like that. And basically the fact that Bard as well is on the Google thing. Bing with Microsoft are putting $10 billion in OpenAI. So it's definitely that generative AI has been the buzzword for the last 6 months or so. Now, of course, everybody talks about it, but what I would really like to come up on is, what does it change for the African entrepreneur and the African world? Because yes, it's great to ask ChatGPT to do the next or to ask for the next recipe of whatever dish, but what can you do professionally with all those things? So, and a couple of ideas. I think that what I've been using it actually for a couple of months now, and almost on a daily basis, is helping me on marketing. Creating a marketing campaign, finding ideas for new products or new services, or improving things that you can do almost daily. So that's something I've been doing, for example. So we have for Entrepreneurs Talk Africa, for example, now we are producing most of our content, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, show notes, through ChatGPT. So for those who want to look under the hood of this particular podcast, actually, while we speak, otter.ai is transcribing what we're saying. The transcription, will go to a ChatGPT, who will summarize the whole thing. And with the summary, we can derive, LinkedIn posts, tweets, show notes, blog posts, and you name it. And so instead of spending, probably 6 or 7 hours producing all those content, now we're down to 1 to 2 hours. So automating tasks is really completely crazy. Now, you remember that we had Antoine Payuso from FCB.ai a few weeks back. So FinChatbot, integrating now ChatGPT into his chatbot. So, and that ChatGPT could be used because it's a large language model. Basically, it could be used right into customer support, customer service. So instead of having stupid chatbots, you can have really, really smart ones. So that's one of those things. Now, if I take a couple of examples, there are a couple of companies who are currently using generative AI. I won't give the names of the company themselves, but just to give you ideas. So there is a school in Kenya now who is using basically generative AI to personalize curriculum for the student, you know, depending on their level, on their weaknesses, on their strength. Then we can really personalize curriculum. And I think that's fantastic because you think about now you can have personalized custom to your liking and to your weaknesses and strength, really the right curriculum for you. So, and of course, it does improve graduation rates and student satisfaction. Another company in Nigeria is doing crowdfunding for farmers, mostly trying to match actually farmers with investors based on generative AI criteria. So same thing, you know, very, very quick matching there. And then a healthcare company in South Africa who just using generative AI to develop new medical treatments. And so, you know, they take the diagnosis and they match that to treatment. And so those are just examples, you know, very high level education, agri-tech, health tech. But I think that the moment you put your finger really on generative AI, my advice is try to understand how prompting and prompt engineering works and start, you know, going through the rabbit hole. It's really fascinating. I can talk for hours on that. Of course, I've got a workshop. Yeah. It's coming down the line about prompt engineering and 2-day workshops, actually, that I will be marketing very soon for 2 full days in Mauritius in July. But more on that later. Jason. Yeah. What about you?
Well, before that, I just wanted to jump onto what you just said there. I think it's really interesting. But one thing that the shift in the mindset is, there's amazing things that we can create from AI. What it gives us is incredible, and it's taken the world by storm. But yeah. I think a lot of people need to realize that it is now table stakes. It is a table stakes tool that everyone has access to. So if your company suddenly says, oh, we use AI, that is not enough to be a market leader or to have a unique selling point. They need to be, how are you using that AI differently from anyone else? Because it's like software. You know, we now have Microsoft Word. If your company in the day said, oh, we use Microsoft Word, nobody's going to blink an eye. So I think having AI is one thing, but using it with the understanding of the prompts, with the understanding of the backend to really create something unique is the key. You know, I think a lot of companies just tagging on AI onto their product is not necessarily the best approach. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a tool, and as every tool, exactly. you can use it properly, or you can hurt yourself with it. You know, so and it's the same for AI.
So true. So true.
Anything else you would like to share with us, Jay, with regards to the theme of buzz topics?
Alluding to what I mentioned earlier about how VC lenses have been changing. I think it's really interesting to see that the reality in Silicon Valley has changed, where venture capitalists are focusing much more on the capital efficiency of the company, the revenue generating and cash flow. Whereas on the African continent, we have been under those scrutinies for a long time. So I'm positive in the thought that we will be well-placed in this VC winter, as they call it, to still grow. In fact, we see, one of the African B2B e-commerce startups, Sabi, that tops 300 million valuation. It's a Lagos-based company, and they just raised 38 million at a 300 million valuation, and this was on May 19th. So it is the hope is still there. I still remain positive, and we have a lot of players. Just to mention some other buzz topics, we have a lot of players like, I think, Fred Swanaker from ALU and ALX Environment just recently launched a future list, which is exactly that, trying to connect the entrepreneurs and the startup ecosystem to African tech hubs and global investors. So really interesting. If you have the time, we'll share the link so that you can see what resources are there. But I think that buzz for me is that focus on investment, but on a positive spin on that side, and seeing the activity that's still going on in the continent, and how I feel, you know, we're in a situation where, instead of knocking us down, I feel that we are also have an opportunity here. You can't let a good crisis go to waste. And I think Africa has the opportunity to better cement themselves as a viable choice for global investors.
Yeah, absolutely. And coming back to Africa, well, before going there, I would like to say that this podcast, even though we use AI as a tool to produce it, it is fully produced by human beings. Jason is human. Gerald is human. We are doubtful about Mark, but let's say he's human too. And speaking about human, though, us who drives the who's driving the world and the economy and making things happen, there's something buzzing in Africa, and I would like to share that with you. According to the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, the woman reports for Sub-Saharan Africa, they report that Sub-Saharan Africa has the highest percentage of female entrepreneurs in the world. Isn't that a buzz? I mean, like the highest percentage of female entrepreneurs in the world is in Sub-Saharan Africa. I mean, this is amazing. And there's a lot of initiatives like that. Like, for example, She Leads Africa, Lionesses of Africa, African Women Entrepreneurship Cooperative. They are all actively supporting and empowering women entrepreneurs across the continent. So kudos to all of those women.
Yeah, it's so true. And you say it, but you know, I think back to my time in Kenya and also South Africa and other places. You know, the Africa Mama, as we call them in Kenya, she is the most resourceful entrepreneurial woman you will find. You know, she has three side gigs and selling tomatoes and all of the different things. So that doesn't surprise me. And it's glad I'm glad that, you know, it's getting more focused because, yeah, opportunities are not always equal. And I think there needs to be a lot of effort put into making that equality. I think I was involved last year with a venture showcase that focused on women founders, and it was amazing to see the quality and the amazing companies that these female founders are building. It is incredible. So yeah, I think that's a great point, Gerald, and an amazing thing to highlight.
Yeah. So just to close on that, and yes, we've talked about the technology, the generative AI, all of these buzz around what's happening on the tech side, and I wanted to pinpoint also like what is happening, like what's the buzz happening on the human side, and just would like to share a success story of an African woman entrepreneur. Go check out the founder of Soul Rebels in Ethiopia. Her name is Bethlehem Tilahun. They have a very purposeful business where they're proudly crafting footwear that blends artisan and crafted and upcycled material. Check them out. They're amazing. And hopefully we can have her soon on the podcast to share her story. And I think that was it for what's making the buzz, unless any one of you have something else to add. I don't think so. So that was it for the buzz round.
Yeah, so thanks very much. So as you probably have guessed, and I think I will pop, we'll need to put that on YouTube, definitely. So I just wanted to prove that I am not a human being, so now I am a dog. Okay, and you can see my mouth is it's just opening as I speak. It's incredible. This is a new feature in Zoom, by the way, boys. It's called Avatar. So you can create your own avatar, and that's mine. I'm a dog. Nah. Okay, that's pretty cool. I love it. I found it completely stupid. Yeah, but I'm not sure I can have customers interactions like that. But I think that's what AI stands for. Anyway, that was a cool episode. So thanks very much. I hope that you guys enjoyed, of course. So you are listening to Entrepreneurs Talk Africa. That was the first episode of the news series. So, and as a reminder, you'll have every month our news feed from the three of us, Gerald, Jason, and I, around what's happening in the funding, in the program and events, and in the buzz topics across the continent. With that, I wish you a wonderful time. Remember to just give us 3, 4, 5 stars. Well, the maximum that you can, I think it's 5 stars. But depending on the tools that you're using, we really need your support and we appreciate it a lot. Have a great week and keep grinding. Ciao, ciao.